Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the Big Picture of All Diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Please send them to your friends and family, because it's really amazing. I'm hearing from people all over the world that are coming across these, and it's just common sense in terms of what's actually making us sick, and it's waking up a lot of people. So I feel very uplifted by that and hope that the word spreads so that more and more people will realize that they need to educate themselves. There's nothing more important than finding where the lies are that we're being told by all of these agencies and all of these white coats that are actually medical devils going along with the program and leading people down the path to disease and death. It's very important, folks, as I know you know, I'm speaking to the choir, but if you don't have the health, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. So we need to get as many people healthy as possible in order for them to be able to open their eyes to what's actually going on in the world. And it's not even a matter of necessarily getting a consult or anything, although of course I do teach people, especially if they have a serious situation, how to detoxify themselves and take natural things to reverse the problem. But just even learning what not to do is extremely important and can actually change your life. For example, there's many people that are addicted to aspartame, tainted beverages, and chewing gums, and all kinds of things. And just even getting off that garbage can make a big difference in your health. So we need to check things out for ourselves, folks. Stop believing your white coats. Please put any drug that you're taking into a search engine and check out the side effects that are even admitted to by the big pharma company making that drug. It's so amazing, the calls I get every day. Hearing the cocktails that people are on, it just blows my mind. The doctors are knowingly, in all cases, as far as I'm concerned, how can they not know what they're doing to people by giving them these cocktails of toxic drugs, especially all the biologicals that they're now giving for things like eczema, scleroderma, psoriasis, arthritis. I mean, the list is endless. Check those things out, folks, and you will see what they're actually doing to your body. And what we have to do is realize that these people are predators, psychopaths. We have to learn how to say no to them, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I've learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You have to stand up, and there are many of us standing up, and you're learning about many of those people that I have as guests on my show. I want to once again bring up Deanna Spingola, who has a show Monday through Friday on RBN, but she now has separate shows she's doing on her website under Spingola Speaks. Shows with no commercials, shows with controversial guests that maybe she is not able to bring on RBN for some reason. These shows are unbelievable. She's been doing such a great job. And we really need to find the people who are telling the truth, and she obviously is one of those people. And tell others to check this stuff out. I want to mention another excellent host who happens to be here on OrionTalkRadio.com. His name is Madison Rupert. I did his show on June 17th. which was last Sunday night going into Monday. And you can actually go to YouTube, go to End the Lie Radio, Madison Rupert, Episode 21. End the Lie Radio with Madison Rupert, Episode 21, to hear the show that I did with him. But one of the reasons that I was so, once again, uplifted, which doesn't happen often enough for me, to do the show with this young man is because he's a very young man. I think he's in his early 20s, 20, 21, I don't remember for sure. He reminds me of Zion Crime Factory, which has been a guest on Deanna's show many times. I'm trying to get him on my show as well. An individual, I think he's 22, so knowledgeable about the Zionists and what they have done and what they continue to do. We're having young people step up and do the work and find the truth and share it with others. And this is our hope for the future, in my opinion. And I feel bad for these young people. When I was that age, I had no clue what was going on. I was just living my life, you know, trying to get into medical school and believing that was going to be my dream come true. And, of course, it turned out I was entering hell from the medical perspective. But these young people realize we're at a critical point in our history, and they're stepping up and doing something. So I do encourage you to check these people out, and especially if you have young people in your families who are acting out or just don't want to know or, you know, are getting distracted by the video games and the movies and all the other crap that's going on, to get them to realize that, you know, your future is at stake here. And if nothing is done to take these predators down, the future that you're going to have, I can't even imagine how bad it's going to be. Probably either a Waterworld situation, if you saw that movie, or the movie with Tina Turner, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's the desert version of Waterworld. Absolute mayhem and never-ending suffering and war. That's where they're going, the predators, so we need to get the young people involved, and that's very important. And, of course, one of the most important things you have to do for your young person in your family is to stop vaccinating them. I received a call this week from a father who is basically whining and saying, well, I know that I shouldn't vaccinate. I've checked out enough of information, especially on your website. But what am I going to do? How is my child going to get into school? Now, his child's not even born yet, okay, but he's already looking for an excuse just to be a slave work unit and start marching, you know, to whatever he's told to do so that he can just, you know, go the easy route, or so he thinks. Because, yes, to stand up for your child, you might have some consequences. You might have some things you have to do. But what's the alternative? To let them inoculate your child, possibly kill the child, make them sick? Why are you having children? I don't get it. If you're not going to protect your child, you shouldn't be having children in the first place. And so, as I always say, we have to act on the truth. That is the only thing that will set us free. Just finding the truth does nothing. And we cannot negotiate nor compromise with evil. We must stand up and say no. And this is very important. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, to the listeners on this show, but I just have to keep drumming that home. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, which a few people have been doing recently, and I really appreciate it because I use donations to obtain research materials and other things I'm working on behind the scenes. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. As I said, the first thing you should do is send them the link to my YouTube videos explaining my diagrams. That usually gets people's attention as long as they have a few working neurons. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. It is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's disconnected or whatever, which has been happening quite a bit lately, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and other radio shows that I do, which I've been doing a lot lately, especially since they released this, you know, obvious tweaked rabies virus that's causing more and more cases of cannibalism. And if you haven't heard my last three shows, I've been covering this information, and I definitely suggest that you go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, and see all the documents that are posted there, thanks to Sheldon Day. And I really do appreciate his support for my work and what he's been doing to keep you not only informed with my archives and other shows that I do, but also putting up links to important documents. Very important. Okay, there's the music. It always comes so fast. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America with Dr. Carly. And let me mention, as I always make sure to do on every show, that I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice after the medical psychopaths went after my license. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. So in case I should mention anything, you'll know it's not medical advice. And certainly, yes, go ask your white coat if you should stop taking poison and detoxify yourself and take natural things to reverse your condition. And then get ready for a laugh riot when they tell you that organic diets are witchcraft or, you know, whatever. I've heard it all, and it's really getting pretty obvious that these people are either totally brain dead or they're intentionally harming you. And why would you keep going to them? Also, let me mention that recent show archives are also posted here on OrionTalkRadio.com. And I also ask you to support the station, especially by getting a T-shirt to help spread the word about the station. Just walking around with the name of the station, you may get some attention from some of the slave worker units who just might tune in and start learning some things. It's truly amazing. If you go to my DrCarly.com site, there's a link to Cafe Press. There's all kinds of things that you can obtain, like bumper stickers and things of that nature. And I always love it as I'm driving around, when I'm stopped at a stoplight or whatever, I have bumper stickers on my car talking about inoculations, the true weapons of mass destruction, and things of that nature. And quite often, actually, I will see in my rearview mirror that people are getting out paper and pen and writing it down. So you never know how many people could be woken up just by tuning in and learning some things from somebody who was actually part of that system and has now broke out of that box. And, of course, as you know, my goal is to cause the death of medicine. Somebody's got to do it. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free. Thanks again to Ron at Dependable Voice at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show. And very important, you need to mute your phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. I also have a show on Sunday out of the UK on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This information is also on thelightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives. And on that show tomorrow, my guest will be Scott Tipps of the National Health Federation, a very important group who is actually in the forefront trying to stop Codex and all of the things that these psychopaths are also doing to try to keep us from being able to access supplements, you know, organic food, etc. Because there's so many ways that we're being attacked. It's truly amazing how many things they are doing to try to destroy our health and our world. And as I always say, if you're silent, then you're consenting, and you must stop consenting. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. And especially now as they're dropping the live rabies packets all over the country to allegedly vaccinate the wild animals, but in fact they're dropping live rabies tainted with a smallpox variant all over the place. It's extremely important to have colloidal silver so that you can deal with these organisms. And then, of course, let's not forget the flesh-eating strep and all the other terrible things that are going on. And I want to send a special shout-out to a very precious client of mine. She's a dog named Minnie. What this dog is going through because of these mad scientists and a bioengineered parasitic fungus that she was exposed to because she likes to swim in a pond on her property is unbelievable. And this is a totally demonic situation. And it's so hard to see the suffering that's going on, especially with the innocent animals. People, please do whatever you can to stand up and say no and to spread the word about what's going on. Because as we're hearing all this apocalyptic talk, it actually struck me that we could cause the apocalypse for the psychopaths. Why does it have to be apocalypse for the people with a conscience? It doesn't have to be. Critical mass, folks. That's what we need. Okay. I just want to mention on today's show, I'm not going to have a guest. There's been a lot of problems with people in the summertime getting people that are available on the weekends. I understand that. But it's not a problem because I have so many things I want to bring up and talk about various things in the news and such. And so today's show, the answer to what's ailing America is going to be justice denied. Justice delayed. Excuse me. Is justice denied. And that brings to mind this Jerry Sandusky situation. But before I get into that, I just want to mention, I was amazed, truly amazed, that over the various networks, I watch a lot of television so that I can report to you what's going on. And as I always tell people, if I was you, I would get, you know, find yourself a really old television set. I have a 15-year-old set that does not have the HD silent sound technology, and I keep the box for the cable in a very distant room across my house so that I don't have to be exposed to those frequencies. But I do want to keep up with what's going on. And over the past 2 days, it's been mentioned over and over again, a situation in Greece, New York. A woman by the name of Karen Klein, who worked as a school bus monitor, which basically means she rides in the school bus with the children who are, of course, brain damaged from vaccines and no telling what other things they're being subjected to frequency-wise. And on the bus that she was on, she had a bunch of seventh graders. She happens to be an overweight person. And they were saying terrible things to her, making comments about her weight. Not only that, but this goes to show how really sick these children are. They're videotaping themselves as they're doing this to her and put it themselves on YouTube. And, of course, the news people love stories like this. Let's get everybody to think the young people have gone bad. Look at what they're doing. You know, they don't even, you know, realize in many cases, I'm sure, although the top-level predators do, that there's a reason these children are acting out this way. And, you know, that's the whole answer that I give to what's ailing America. There's so many answers. The vaccines are highly involved. There's all kinds of frequencies they're being exposed to, video games, you name it. There's a reason these children are acting this way. But what really amazed me is that in 36 hours since this video went viral, $600,000 have been raised for this woman who was called fat on the school bus. So that was pretty amazing to me. is that, you know, this is the kind of thing that the public focuses on. So now she's going to retire, and they're giving her a free trip to Disney, and, you know, just for sitting on a school bus being overweight. So this is very telling to show those of us who are risking everything and, you know, trying to do the right thing. What's actually, you know, looked upon as something that the public should get involved in. So I thought that that was really very telling. Okay, I want to bring up this Jerry Sandusky situation. Justice delayed a big time. I'm sure you probably all know by now that he was found guilty of 45 of the 48 charges of sexual abuse in his case. And, of course, in 1998, a psychologist who looked into an allegation against this monster.
This is your three-minute radiation fallout forecast for Friday,
okay,
June 22nd, 2012.
Sorry, folks, be right back.
This will be the last real-time forecast for the next week. In Canada, radar from the Weather Office at Environment Canada shows very little rainfall across the southern provinces. The only significant rain is north of Quebec City, moving towards Halifax on Saturday. However, as this area coincides with the tropopause, it should be considered high risk. In the U.S., radar imagery from IntelliCast shows widespread rainfall has moved into the Pacific Northwest. This area extends from Eureka north to the U.S.-Canadian border. This pattern will continue for the next 36 to 48 hours. As it coincides with the jet stream and tropopause, it should be considered high risk as well. Light scattered rain in northern New England does not appear to have precipitating fallout factors, nor does the current rain occurring across Florida. However, a strong tropical component exists in the Gulf, which may grow stronger over the weekend, and rainout from core exit may be a concern. In Europe, the Met Office has issued an amber warning for severe weather in the UK. This affects the regions of northwest England, east Midlands, Yorkshire, north Ireland, southwest Scotland, Strathclyde, Tayside and Fife, and Wales. Stay tuned to local weather throughout the weekend and avoid all precipitation with these storms. The rest of Europe is also expecting rain, especially in the countries of Belarus, Lithuania, Slovakia, and the Ukraine. The greatest risk of fallout would be for Belarus and Lithuania from this system. Next week, Nukes Radio will run pre-recorded shows and forecast guides for Canada, the U.S., and Europe, outlining a brief history of nuclear issues and basic forecast info so that you may assess whether there is risk to the rainfall on your own. For example, did you know that Canadians are supposed to be protected by an organization called the International Association of Emergency Managers? Did you know that we no longer have a civil defense unit in the U.S. to protect the population from nuclear fallout? And did you know that globally, there has been at least 99 nuclear accidents since 1959? Stay informed. If you're not sure about the status of the precipitation in your area, avoid it as a precaution. This is the reality of humans trying to coexist with nuclear power. This message has been brought to you by Radchik and the Orion Talk Radio Network. We care about you because your government doesn't. Stay safe.
Okay, that was an excellent update by Radchik. I just have to comment on a couple of things. Of course, the reason we don't have our defense system that we used to hear, you know, where you could hear sirens blaring occasionally if something bad had happened in the area and some toxin had been released, especially in terms of nuclear fallout, is because it's ongoing now every day. Every day we are all being hit by radiation. Of course, the closer we live to the West Coast, the worse it is. And, of course, if you're eating any seafood from the Pacific Ocean or especially from Japan, any kinds of food at all, you're basically being slowly fried with radiation. And I just want to bring up a very important supplement that I came across called magnesium iodine, something I suggest all of you obtain, magnesium, magnascent.com. I have no affiliation with this company. I'm just suggesting it because it is a very powerful iodine supplement, the best that I've ever come across. And if I was you, I would be taking that every day and giving it to your pets. And, of course, there are detoxes you can do for radiation as well that I suggest to people that get consults from me. But, of course, as the poisoning of our world and us continues, isn't it amazing how these agencies just basically stop doing their job? Because how could they possibly tell you the truth? You might get a little upset. She also mentioned the situation going on with the Gulf. I heard today on the news that the temperature of the water in the Gulf is now 82 degrees. I mean, think about that. That is some pretty high temperatures. And just imagine the vaporization of the Corexit and the oil that's still in the Gulf and how that's going to go up and form Corexit / petroleum rain and come down on people. So I definitely concur with her suggestion to, you know, try not to go outside anymore. It's very sad because I used to love to walk around and go out and commune with nature and look for all the birds and the butterflies and things like that. But the butterflies and fireflies especially just don't seem to be around anymore. I do have lots of birds because I feed them in front of my house, but I watch them from the inside because going outside is an assault to your health in itself. But let me get back to the Sandusky situation because I am so disgusted that, as I was saying, in 1998, when this first young boy who came forward was actually examined by a psychologist. And this is an article I'm looking at from the CharlotteObserver.com from March 25th of this year to page 23A. Report Sandusky was called likely pedophile in 1998. And a psychologist who looked into this allegation against this monster told police at the time that his behavior fit the profile of a likely pedophile. Yet he was never criminally charged nor placed on a state registry of suspected child abusers. And prosecutors say he continued assaulting boys for more than a decade until his arrest in November. So, of course, the question is, how come they didn't do anything? And, of course, we all know the answer to that. I've had, as a guest on my show before, both the two best researchers into this global pedophilia cabal that I am aware of, Dave McGowan and Nick Bryant, who wrote the book, The Franklin Scandal. And basically, it's so obvious that, in fact, this man who started this Second Mile organization was doing the same thing with that the Boys Town were doing in terms of the criminal psychopaths in the District of Criminals, our governmental pedophiles, basically using an organization like that to find troubled children, to use them as in predatory ways to hurt them and basically steal their very souls by sexually abusing them from young ages. And I'm sure that's the reason that this ex-BFI FBI minion Louis Free was assigned to the case to investigate it, quote unquote. We haven't heard anything about his investigation yet, but it's self-evident to me that he's basically been put in there to make sure that all of the other pedophiles that Sandusky was procuring children for, that whole situation is covered up, just like it was covered up, although not too well, because we do have two excellent investigators that continue to expose this. But you see, they don't want you to know how pervasive this pedophilia thing is. And as all of you know, this is a very special topic to me, as my son continues to be tortured by his abuser, state sanctioned by New York at many levels of government, including the ex-attorney general / governor client 9, Elliot Spitzer, because as they keep on telling people on the air what you have to watch out for with your children, the questions you have to ask them, blah, 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 how you have to check, you know, the internet and find where the sex abusers are in your area because they're supposed to report and all these other things. Of course, if they're never charged, you will not find any report of them on the internet. And this is the very disgusting situation that we have in front of us, that it was self-evident back in 1998 that this Sandusky monster was a pedophile. And it took all of these years. What are we talking here? 14 years to stop him. How many other children have been damaged for life because of this delay in justice? We will never know. But that's the situation, and it's happening all over the place. In fact, I am convinced at this point that any agency that, you know, basically pretends that they want to help children, be it the Boy Scouts or, you know, whatever you want to name, lots of coaches, that people that are predators are attracted to these areas because that's where they can get their hands on the children. So, you know, he's going to jail for life, and it's about time. Unfortunately, he's in solitary confinement. Too bad he can't be out with the general population to see what it's like. Hold on, we're getting a call. But whatever, that's what's going on. But I just want to state, it's pretty amazing. His attorney, Mr. Amendola, stated just recently on CNN that it hasn't been proved to him that his client is guilty. I mean, what else can you say? Okay, we have a caller on the line, a caller from 217. Are you there? Hello?
Hello, Dr. Carly.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I doubt that I didn't mean to call you. I thought I was calling the listening number. So I don't even know what the topic is today. I'm sorry. I just got on board.
Okay.
So.
No, there is no listen in number per se. If you're calling the 716 number, you can listen on that number. The station just asks that people not listen on the toll free number. But if you just want to listen, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling. Okay. So getting back to the subject, justice delayed. Basically, I just want to mention a few other things along this line, and I know a lot of you don't want to hear about it, but imagine what it's like to live it as a young child, and especially when nobody will help you. There's a very important article published in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences in February of this year, entitled Child Abuse Leaves Mark on the Brain. And this is how you know that these children are basically being treated as lab rats, that in fact they allow them to be abused, abducted from loving families, and have all kinds of terrible things happen to them, and then they use them as lab rats. And in fact, in this study, they found that childhood abuse and maltreatment can shrink important parts of the brain, a new study of adults suggests. Reduced brain volume in parts of the hippocampus could help to explain why childhood problems often lead to later psychiatric disorders. And basically they found that children that experience severe abuse have reduced volume in certain areas of the hippocampus by about 6% compared with kids who hadn't experienced childhood abuse. And of course, going through a trauma like this, especially for a prolonged time, my son's been going through it for over a decade, the longer it occurs, the worse the damage is going to be. And then of course we have these children acting out, trying to find a Novocaine for their damaged soul, be it drugs, alcohol, whatever, and all kinds of other things happen due to this problem. So this is the results of this study, and it involves a lot of stress receptors using a hormone called cortisol. Okay, I hear the music. We'll be back after these messages.
News can't lie. One must see all the truth on TV.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is justice delayed is justice denied. And I've been talking about the Sandusky situation, and just before the break, talking about this study from the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences, where they're studying the brains of children that have been severely abused and finding that the hippocampus region of the brain, which is in the temporal lobes, which is the part of the brain around the ears, that this is oftentimes found to be severely damaged. And basically, they have stunted growth in this area. And this is a very important part of the brain. It's the same part of the brain that's damaged in autism, in schizophrenia. It seems as though they're doing everything they can to damage that very important part of the brain. And it's extremely obvious that their goal is to create dysfunctional children so they'll have an excuse to get them treated by the psychiatrist and get a chemical lobotomy and turn them into pretty much automatons and people that cannot critically think or logically evaluate anything and just basically suffer. Suffer. There was another article in the CharlotteObserver.com on April 26th of this year on page 9A, Exposure to Violence Harms Children's DNA. So they have also found, as these psychopaths do their studies, that violence actually destroys the DNA of the children. And they specifically talk about part of the DNA called a telomere, which is a strand of protective DNA that cap the tips of the chromosomes inside the cell. And every time a cell divides, the telomeres get a little bit shorter. After about 50 to 60 cell divisions, these areas become so small that the cell begins to shut itself down. And stress obviously speeds up the process. And they have actually determined that these children lose perhaps 7 to 10 years of life based on this exposure to stress. And as those of us in the know that one of their major goals is depopulation, isn't it interesting that they're finding ways to actually decrease life spans just based on exposure to violence? And, of course, it doesn't just have to be violence in the home. It can be violent video games. I have another article in front of me, a brain change linked to video gaming. This is also from Charlotte Observer on December 3rd of 2011, page 13A. I always give you the references so you can check these things out for yourself. And this is an article that talks about how regularly playing a violent video game for a week leads to brain changes seen in MRI scans that researchers say may desensitize young men to violence. And, of course, we know that they use this video gaming a lot in the military because it actually, as they have determined, even reinforces violent behavior. And they say that this study is a first step, that basically they're going to continue to study young people who are playing violent video games. And, you know, then they get them into the military, and then the game becomes real. But I'm sure that they don't even really realize it because they've been so desensitized as to, you know, killing in a video game versus killing an actual person. So they're doing all kinds of interesting studies in regards to getting the information that the psychopaths need in terms of how everything that they're promoting and allowing and causing to happen is actually destroying the brains of the children. And, of course, we can be sure that the children on the school bus who were being extremely cruel to this overweight school bus monitor, which I'm sure you've probably seen the video if you watch the mainstream media at all. They keep playing it over and over again, you know, wanting to traumatize people. Look what the young people are doing, these worthless young people. You can be sure that those children, those young boys, seventh graders, were, of course, vaccinated, playing video games and things of that nature. So they're showing us the results of what they're doing. And we really have to do something to change things, to protect these young people whose brains are being destroyed. And, of course, I've mentioned on the show before the study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which was received for review December 21st, 2009, and you can find this on pnas.org. Disruption of the right temporal parietal junction with transcranial magnetic stimulation reduces the role of beliefs and moral judgments. And I'm bringing this up at this time because it's very interesting that at MIT, which is obviously CIA, NSA type of place, they actually are trying to find ways to destroy moral judgments by giving pulsed magnetic stimulation to their subjects. And, of course, it's the same area of the brain that they're affecting, this temporal lobe area of the brain. That's where our morality is. That's where it lives. And so they're finding every way they can possibly find in order to destroy that and to cause problems with that so that they can create monsters, psychopaths. And this is really amazing to me how many people are actually now getting MRI scans. I would say pretty much every day I get a call from somebody who's gotten an MRI scan, and they're doing it for any reason whatsoever. And I'm convinced that it's a lot more than just making a diagnosis of some sort. They're also intentionally causing people to be affected in their brain with these magnetic pulses, which, of course, if you're in the donut, even if you're having your extremities being exposed to the magnetic pulses for evaluation, you're going to still get magnetic effects on your brain as well. And this also brings up another amazing thing I have realized over time. Hold on, we have another caller. Hold on, caller, I'll bring you right on. Is okay. the contrast media they're using for MRIs, something called gadolinium, which not only can cause renal failure, but also causes all kinds of other problems to your body, including fibrosis of the skin and connective tissues, skin thickening that may prevent bending and extending joints, and all kinds of other problems, including in the diaphragm, which means, you know, that's the muscle between your chest and your stomach. You're not going to be able to breathe properly, and lung vessels. So I encourage any of you, if you're thinking about getting an MRI, definitely, if they're going to give you contrast, you have to ask them what contrast media they're going to give you and what are the side effects of it. And then after they tell you their lies that, well, it's not a problem, you need to check it out for yourself. Just put it into any search engine, hyphen side effects, because there are so many layers to what they're doing. You can go to the white coats with some minuscule problem. Oh, I have a headache. And then the next thing you know, you have renal failure, problems breathing, all kinds of stuff from the contrast media they use, which they don't even tell you has side effects. Okay, caller from 818, please mention your comment or question.
Hi, my name is Judy, and first I want to thank you for your amazing work. I read and listen to every single thing that you say. But I want to share with you a book. Are you familiar with Eustace Mullins?
Oh, yes, I have all his books. Yes, okay. Go ahead.
I just want to comment on his book, Murder by Injection. And,
yes.
You know, which is a really good book. And he's no longer alive. He passed away last year, unfortunately. But you can, for people who don't have his book, if they Google Murder by Injection, Eustace Mullins, you can get a 28-minute video piece of him. You know, giving an interview on his book, which is really wonderful. And he talks about everything that you're talking about. And there's another book
Let me just comment on that. I actually found Eustace Mullins' probably about 6 or 7 years after I figured out what was going on with the vaccines. Okay. And I had actually spoken to him many times. And interestingly, he was supposed to be a guest on my show, but then he unfortunately passed away from what I consider suspicious circumstances. I do think you can still get copies of his book from, like, Amazon. You know, it's out of print, but sometimes you can come across it. But, yeah, that's actually one of my favorite books about vaccines, and the title says it all, Murder by Injection. Yes.
It's mostly about cancer, but he does include vaccines in there. You know, talks about the Rockefellers and you know, all that history behind that. And one more book is Nancy Turner Banks, AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and the Empire. So that's also an excellent book.
Yeah, she's been a guest on my show. Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, listen to that. So I just discovered you, I think just a couple of months ago, and I'm going to put you on my website, and I recommend everybody do the same, and on Facebook, and just to get everybody to know you, because you are, I think, the best out there right now as far as, you know, putting everything out there and best research. And I really
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, and I thank you for calling, and I encourage people to don't believe me. Check things out for yourself, folks. We've been lied to about everything. Everybody
I'm
needs
a big
to
fan.
Check.
Sarah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Our guest is Bev Harris of Black Box Voting.